Unit 6. Story. The Rescue.
In April, Emma's class went to a centre in Exmoor National Park. They wanted to do a project on the rivers and streams there. "It isn't raining at the moment," said Mr. Rose, "but the radio says it will be wet and windy today. So make sure you've got your anoraks and rubber boots. And don't forget your bottles, your worksheets, and your pens." Terry, Emma, Sam and Lisa were in a group with two other boys, Peter and Martin. "I've got my digital camera in my bag," said Peter, "so we'll get some good pictures for our project." "Please be back here at Tar Steps at 1 o'clock, said Mrs. Carter, "and stay together in your groups."
"There's a path over there," said Terry. "We can try that."
5 minutes later, it started to rain.
"Hey, wait for me," said Emma.
She stopped and opened her pink umbrella. Sam laughed.
"Just the thing for a field trip. Emma, what else have you got in your bag?"
"Oh, just some things," said Emma. "An extra sweatshirt and some lip balm because it'll be windy on the moor. My mobile."
"Lip balm? We're doing a project on rivers, Emma," said Terry. "Not on fashion." "Come on now."
Soon, they found a good place on the river. There were large stones in the water and a small island with a big tree on it. They walked over to the island on the stones. They took out their bottles, worksheets and pens and left their bags under a tree. There, they took pictures of the different plants and collected water in bottles from the stream. It started to rain harder, so they sat down under the tree to do their worksheets. An hour later, Emma jumped up.
"Oh, my God!"
she said.
"What is it now, Emma?"
laughed Terry.
"Have you lost your lip balm?"
"Look!"
she shouted.
"The stones have disappeared!"
The others looked at Emma. The stream was now a very fast river.
"It's a flash flood," said Terry. "We learnt about it in geography."
Peter was very excited.
"This will be a great picture," he said.
"How can you take pictures at a time like this?"
asked Emma.
"We're trapped on this island. How will we get back?"
"I can't swim," said Martin. He was really frightened.
Sam tried to stay calm.
"Let's shout," he said.
"Maybe the others will hear us."
They all started to shout.
"Help! Help!"
They waited.
"Don't worry," said Lisa. "I'm sure the teachers will come and rescue us."
But no teachers came. Terry called Mr. Rose on his mobile and told him where they were.
"Don't worry," said Mr. Rose. "I'll call the rescue services. They'll send a helicopter."
"They'll be too late," said Peter. "The water is getting higher. Look over there. The trees are half underwater. And it's raining really hard. I'm sure they won't see us here under this tree."
"What will we do?"
asked Martin.
"I've got an idea," said Emma. "I hope it'll work."
She jumped onto a stone next to the tree and waved her pink umbrella. The others shouted.